Yes.
I'd like to call to order a special board meeting, Bryson Broadview Heights Board of Education, Sunday, November 10, 2013, at 5:30 p.m. in the Hilton Hotel Hopkins Meeting Room, 401 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43215. This meeting is a meeting of the Board of Education public for the purpose of conducting the school district's business. It's not to be considered a public community meeting. I'll call the order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Dosen.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes.
Mr. Tryon.
Yes. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. We have a flag. Yes. There it is. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Before we even get to the agenda, first of all, I just want to welcome Mrs. Bernauer as our board member-elect. Thank you for joining us today. Let's see, the approval of the agenda. We've got a couple items, just a few items in the agenda. No changes, correct?
No, sir.
And a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Dosen.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes.
Mr. Tryon.
Yes. Passes 5-0. Administrative discussion, Mr. Prebles.
This will be brief. You should all have a sheet that looks like this. It's a packet of information. It says summary at the top left. Mr. Burdine, Larry Tomick, and I worked together, and we also met with Mr. Jansen. And this summary is a five-year document regarding the facilities. If you remember, the information that came to the board from our architects had approximately $22 million outlined. We worked together to try to decide which were the absolute items that we'd like to do over the next 5 years if we were not doing the entire issue. So what Larry and I did, and then Rick sort of oversaw the numbers at the end, just making sure that they are okay, is look at this from a five-year continuum. And we identified about $9.83 million of prioritized items. The front page is the summary, and each page after that is each particular building, including the transportation department and central office. And it's nothing more than information for you tonight that we will talk about at a later date. But again, it is the architect's scenarios pulled out in what we consider to be those items that would be really things that need to be considered over the next 5 years in regard to our facilities. And so I just wanted to forward that to you, and then at a later date, we'll take a closer look at them.
Thank you. Any questions about that?
You know, in terms of if we were to go the direction of a five-year, I mean, what do we think then? What would we buy ourselves? At the end of the 5 years, if we put this money in, this money's pretty much just really got to do it money.
Well, this is the identified items. What you don't have is part of the discussion, which might be another scenario for the Board of Education. That would be if the board chooses to go to the public for additional dollars, to add PI dollars to that initiative to raise enough money to add to our current PI dollars to be able to move this at a more expedited agenda.
But again, these things aren't really upgrading as much as they are getting us to, well, they're upgrading us to where we kind of need to be as opposed to adding.
Right, there are
a lot, there's a little bit of technology involved, but it's not moving us forward, it's keeping us from slipping.
Yes, and the point is to try to have in addition to the architect scenarios, a way to sift out of that, if we did not have any big ticket item that covered all of that, what's another way to potentially move forward? So the first step for the board was to identify those things that we believe are really the essentials of that list. And you're absolutely right, it is not anything new. It's pretty much refurbishing what we have and making sure what we have is safe and secure for our students and our teachers and community. And then potentially taking a look if there was going to be additional dollars coming to the district, how we could apply maybe some millage to that issue to raise enough money to be able to incorporate some of these things over the next 5 years.
So this anticipation, what you've got outlined here could be accomplished without additional PI dollars, or just...
No, I think we would need more money to accomplish this over the next 5 years, because this, in effect, doubles the amount of money that we currently have coming in.
Got it.
In our PI fund.
Okay.
So just from a big picture perspective, I'm sure there are other things that our current PI budget is covering in addition to what's here. I'm not sure if it'd be correct to say that some of this might be covered by our current PI budget, certainly not all of it. You know, that's kind of the perspective that would be next to me. So, I mean, this layout is very easy to follow.
So I noticed Central is not in here. Is that because for the next 5 years we don't see any pressing needs, or was that more another conversation?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's because I just didn't attach it to this document. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
That's a good question.
Do you think Central dollars are represented in the total?
They are.
I didn't want to say it.
Well.
This was in between the 9 a.m. game this morning and the 2 o'clock game. I'm trying to make sure I had everything.
So is the summary inclusive of Central?
I think, yes.
Just not the detail is missing, okay.
Because wasn't that a major, you had to rebuild and move the office to another, so that is a major chunk of...
Yes, I'm sorry, that's not a...
Revenue or change I wanted to say.
I'm glad no decisions are needed tonight other than information.
Okay. But I would like to see what that was, that security number, just because we are having to do a lot.
Okay. So, again, this will be on the agenda again in the future for more detailed discussion. All right. And, again, just before we go into executive session, just want to again welcome Mrs. Bernauer. And, if anybody else wants to make any comments to her, other than welcome.
Welcome.
I'll make some comments. I thought of something today when I was getting ready, which I don't know. I've never said to you. When I wanted to decide between Old Trail and Brecksville, they took me into Chippewa, and they let me observe a classroom, and it was your classroom I sat in.
I didn't even remember that.
And I do. And I sat in the back for a couple hours, and I'm here.
And you came to Chippewa?
I did. I was all Catholic school raised. I'd never been, other than teaching, so... You're a good teacher, and I'm here because of you, so these people have that to thank. So welcome.
All right, well then we'll...
Just real quickly, sorry. Real round numbers, I added up quick. I think Rick was doing the same thing, about $1.7 million of this essential.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, so...
What do you mean, a million? I'm sorry.
If you the front page is a summary, it has $9.8 million in cost, and then if you add up the detail, what's missing from the central page is about $1.7 million. So
this isn't
Central's
a total. Got it.
Cost is about $1.7 million in this.
Got it. A pristine building that needs no help.
Yeah, I thought that might be a bit odd.
It's the oldest building in the district.
Well, just like I said, remember the moving of the office alone has got to be a lot. They have to move it to the back.
It depends if that made a cut on what they prioritize. But because this is just a prioritized list, it's not the full
$2 million. It was visitor security, though. So,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Some of a good part of it.
Right. So that whole movement and having to rebuild.
Yeah, a lot of the things like emergency generators.
Right.
Okay. Well, then I'll entertain a motion to move us to executive session to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee or employees as per Board Policy 0166, Item A. Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mr. Tryon?
Yes. That's 5-0. We'll now be in executive session. And entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.